This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, September 22nd, brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Downley. Here's today's headlines. Newsom's methane pledge sidelines dairies. LGMA gets data platform from Western growers. And USDA gives hand in search for workers. Newsom touts satellites, not cows, in combating methane. Two of the world's largest milk producers, India and Brazil, have signed on to California's pledge to cut methane emissions 40% over the next 6 years. Seven countries in total joined the new Subnational Methane Action Initiative. Governor Newsom's latest climate action ramps up a 30% pledge that went global in 2021 and that now has 150 countries on board. Newsom promoted methane satellites when announcing the initiative at Climate Week, New York City. Last year, the legislature approved $100 million for the administration to fund eight commercial satellites that can detect methane plumes. The technology enables the state to quickly cap massive natural gas leaks, such as the one that occurred in Aliso Canyon in 2015. It can also find fugitive emissions from oil wells. But the administration did not mention the significant, though controversial, role of dairy digesters in slashing overall methane emissions. Michael Bacadoro, executive director of Dairy Cares, often reminds the Air Resources Board that it cannot achieve the methane goal without dairies. He noted in a workshop last week that digesters account for 90% of the reductions to date, setting the state on a course to surpass its goal for short-lived climate pollutants. The politics, well, CARB, is hosting its first hearing on the low-carbon fuel standard next week and will consider an appeal from environmental groups to eliminate credits for digesters. After fallout over clean car credits going to wealthier communities, the board has been sensitive to its regulation's potential social justice impacts. The digester situation is now escalating into combat science, similar to the state's decades-long water battles, with board members distrustful of independent studies and seeking an analysis focused instead on environmental justice. Farmers get a new data platform for food safety. The California Leafy Greens Marketing Agreement has inked a deal with Western growers to adopt a platform for collecting and analyzing data on food safety. GreenLink is designed to boost collective learning through a digital, secure, and confidential tool. The Western Grower Science Team developed the technology in collaboration with member companies. Deanne Davis, Senior Vice President of Science at the trade group, called it, quote, a huge step forward in developing the best food safety practices. The power of data is irrefutable, she said, adding that science and prevention are the best ways to maintain a secure food supply. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Robbo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.robboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Robbo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Newsom pushes LARA to shore up insurance market. A last-minute legislative deal to stabilize California's property insurance market failed to materialize this month. Now, Governor Newsom is leaning on Insurance Commissioner Ricardo LARA. The governor issued an executive order yesterday urging LARA to take swift action. He wants to see more choices, a better process for rate approval, and more customers move from the state's FAIR plan to the open marketplace. Newsom also volunteered the California Department of Finance to work with the insurance department on any economic assessments needed for potential regulations. Bayer acquiring UK strawberry business. Bayer is expanding its fruit and vegetable business by acquiring the strawberry breeding program of NIAB, a British Agriculture Research Center. Bayer said in a release that the acquisition will allow it focused on farms with protected strawberry production to meet the year-round demand for the fruit. NIAB said the strawberry program will continue to operate from NIAB's East Malling site in Kent, southeast of London. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. USDA offers $65 million to address ag workforce challenges. Agriculture employers can now apply for $65 million in funding under a new Farm Labor Stabilization and Protection pilot program launched by USDA to address challenges in obtaining agricultural workers. Through a competitive grant program, the pilot offers recipients $25,000 to $2 million to help defray the costs of getting workers into the United States and improving work conditions when they arrive. Ahead of the announcement, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack told AgriPulse the pilot program offers ways for agricultural employers to creatively look for ways to attract and transport future workers with a special focus on Central America. The grant window is 24 months, allowing employers to use the grant over the course of two production seasons. We're going to learn from this, and we're going to see what works and what doesn't work, Vilsack said. Boost in farm loan caps proposed. Farm bill proposals are being introduced in the House and the Senate to sharply raise limits on USDA farm loans. Under the House bill, the limit on guaranteed operating loans would rise from $2.04 million to $3 million, and from $2.4 million to $3.5 million for guaranteed ownership loans. The new limits under the Senate bill would be lower at $2.6 million for guaranteed operating loans, $3 million for guaranteed ownership loans. The cap on direct operating loans under both bills would go from $400,000 to $750,000. The limit on direct ownership loans would rise from $600,000 to $850,000. The cap on microloans would rise from $50,000 to $100,000. FSA's current loan limitations have failed to keep up with the rising land and input costs that have created a highly leveraged financial environment in farm country, said Representative Brad Finstead, a Minnesota Republican who's introducing the House bill with Representative Angie Craig of Minnesota. Now in the Senate, Senators John Hoeven of North Dakota and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota are leading the Senate version. By the way, Farm Service Agency would be required to issue rules allowing distressed borrowers to refinance guaranteed loans into direct loans. Finally, here's today's He Said It. The district's recharge projects will provide a lifeline to hundreds of family-owned farms during periods of prolonged drought. That's Jeff Fortune, board president at the Westlands Water District, on hitting the halfway point with the district's goal of recharging 127,000 acre-feet of water by February. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, September 22nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.